everyone, welcome back to English on a Go with your sister Helen. Hello, 大家好，欢迎回到英文啪啪 Go， 我是主持人 your sister Helen. So today we are going to talk about stress, since there is an audience who requested on this topic. Just for the record, I'm not majoring in nursing, biology, or any major related to health, so pardon me if something I said is not professional enough. 那今天我们要谈的是压力，因为有一个听众有提出这个请求哈。那先在这里郑重说明一下，本人不是护理系、生物系或是任何跟健康医疗有关的科系，所以说如果我有说的不是很专业的话，请多多包涵呢。Before we start today's episode, let me introduce you the app I use to produce English on the Go. The problem of stress has been overlooked in Taiwan. Like, we don't really have health educations on mental health. People are oftentimes not aware of the fact that they are suffering from stress, which usually will lead to depression, burnouts, or anxiety. 我感觉压力的问题在台湾其实是被忽视的。像台湾的健康教育啊，并没有很着重在心理健康这部分，导致说很多人其实没有正视到自己有压力过大的问题，那久而久之，这些不去解决的压力就会造成所谓的忧郁症啊、心理倦怠啊、焦虑症等心理问题。Difference from what I experienced in Taiwan, I found out that people in the United States really cared about their mental health status. Whenever they feel stressed or anxious about anything, they would seek help from mental health services, like they would actively go to see a doctor or talk to consultants to solve their mental health issues. In contrast,Taiwanese seems to be frightened to ask help from mental health services or even talk about it. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because people in Taiwan have the rooting stereotype that people who suffer from mental health issues are considered to be abnormal.
那我在美国的时候发现跟台湾很不一样的是，美国人真的很重视他们的心理健康。当他们觉得自己压力大或是感到焦虑的时候，他们就会很积极的去看心理医生啊，找顾问谈他们心理的感受啊，来解决自己心理上遇到的问题啊。相反的，台湾人好像都不太愿意去做心理咨商或是看心理医生，可能是我们有一种根深蒂固的刻板印象，说如果你有心理问题，你就不是正常人，这种非常错误的观念。
Of course, this is a very discriminating stereotype. Stress is a normal part of life. It is a natural fight or flight instinct that each person has in response to the challenges presented to them.These natural reactions manifest differently for each individual. Like, everyone will feel stress at some point in their lives. But if it gets out of hand, stress can seriously have harmful effects on the body.
这真的是一个很歧视而且错误的刻板印象。压力其实就是我们日常的一部分啊。当我们在面对挑战的时候，压力就是一个自然而然出现的应对或是逃避的反应。那每个人也有不同的承受能力。我们的一生中都会遇到压力很大的时候，但当你控制不了它的时候，压力真的就会对你的身体带来不小的伤害。
So it's really important that you manage your stress properly. Like, I'm a college student, and I still feel overwhelmed and stressed a lot of time. Like, some of you might think college is an exciting time for young adults. It is full of new challenges, opportunities, and experiences. Why are you even feeling stressed?Like, I mean, while all this fresh new experience may be exhilarating, they are also overwhelming. The newfound freedom in college doesn't come alone, bro. What come with it are important things like responsibility, accountability, and of course, laundry.
所以压力管理真的非常重要。像是我自己是一个大学生，但我很多时候都会觉得压力很大。啊，我知道有些人可能会说，大学不就是拿来玩的吗？有很多新挑战、机会跟经历等着你啊，你为什么会感到压力呢？我说这些新奇的经验是没错，会让人觉得兴奋，但同时它也会让人喘不过气，你知道吗？更大的自由并不是大学唯一带来的事情，其实伴随而来更多的是责任、问责，当然还有洗衣服这件事情。
So how should we deal with stress and anxiety?If you Google it, you'll find plenty of suggestions like getting enough sleep, stay positive, find a stress outlet, talk to someone, seek mental health help, yada yada yada. I mean, they are all great advice to take, but to me, I feel like time management is probably one of the best way to deal with stress. 但我们要怎么面对压力跟焦虑呢？如果你用 Google 查，你会查到一堆建议，像是睡足够的觉啊，保持正向啊，找到发泄管道啊，和别人诉说你的感觉啊，或是寻求心理健康帮助等等等。我说这些都是很好的建议没错啦，但对我个人来说，时间管理大概是最好应对我自己压力的方式吧。To be honest, I am the master of procrastination. I procrastinate whenever I can. As a result of postponing everything until right before the deadline, I often feel stressed about whether I'll be able to finish the work. 说实话，我本人就是拖延症大师，基本上能拖就拖，所有事情都拖到最后期限的后果就是我常常会感到焦虑说，诶，自己到底能不能完成应该完成的事情。 So after experiencing a super stressful time where all the projects and midterms were due at the same time, somehow I found time management super useful in reducing stress. How? Like, well, if you break up the work into small, clear, achievable goals that you set to finish at specific time before the deadline,then you will have to finish the goals before you can procrastinate, right? So I highly recommend you guys to reduce your stress by wisely managing your time. 经历过一番压力超大，一堆考试作业在同一天的时期，我不知道如何的就是发现了时间管理真的对减轻压力超有用。怎么个有用法？基本上说，如果你把该做的工作啊，细分成小的能做到的目标，并分散在最后期限的前几天做，那你就必须要在你拖延之前先完成这些小目标。所以我强烈建议大家可以透过时间管理来减轻自己的压力。So that's all for today. I'm sorry that the new episode of English on the Go didn't come out on Monday as I originally planned. I have been super occupied with my schoolwork this couple days, so again, sorry if you guys were waiting for the new episode on Monday. Also, I'll again keep sharing some really chill English music on your sister Helen's Instagram account. If you're interested in, please search URSISHELEN on Instagram for the newest updates.那今天就到这里啦，很抱歉英文啪啪Go最新一集没能在原定的星期一播出，因为这几天真的是太忙啦，所以对于在等待的听众们感到非常非常的抱歉。那我也会在 Your Sister Helen 上的 IG 上持续的分享一些放松时可以听的英文好歌，如果你有兴趣的话，记得到 IG 搜寻并 follow URSISHELEN 以获得最新消息哦。Again, before we go, I'd like to recommend a great English song you need to listen to when you're by yourself. It's Get It Right by Charlotte Jane. What a chill song. And that's all for today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.